Well, it's hard to believe it has been 10 years since Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans and left many residents with no choice but to relocate. Thousands came here to Houston. Saida Hassan of Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports on some of those who stayed.
Just a few minutes after opening, the waiting room at Dr. Bong Mui's clinic is brimming with patients. His family practice is located next to a Hong Kong food market in North Houston. Over the past 10 years, Dr. Mui has gained many loyal patients, but it wasn't always this way. He struggled to rebuild his practice after coming to Houston as an evacuee from Hurricane Katrina.
I lost everything, two offices, our hospital, and my wife at the time has a day spa and is completely lost.
When the storm hit, Mui was chief of staff at a small New Orleans hospital. While the rest of the city evacuated, he and two other doctors stayed behind to care for patients. They were eventually rescued, and Mui became one of the estimated 15,000 Vietnamese evacuees to relocate to Houston. Rather than taking refuge in shelters like the Astrodome, many moved in with friends or family. The community shared a sense of solidarity, having lived through the perils of the Vietnam War. So Dr. Mui says he took Katrina in stride.
Going through so many difficult times, and you know, I just feel like we could survive, and we could revive ourselves in a way.
Mui says he felt at home among Houston's large Vietnamese population, but the experience of Katrina was still weighing on him, and sharing that story was an important part of his healing process. So Mui got involved with an oral history project which captured the experiences of hundreds of evacuees. Here's a bit of his interview in 2006.
Một số người tại sao lại phải ở lại?
He says he lived in New Orleans longer than he lived in Vietnam, and he felt just as connected to the city. He talked with other evacuees and says many felt the same way.
I love home. I love New Orleans. I love home, Houston, too.
That's Lamar LeBlanc, a drummer in a brass band called the Soul Rebels. A New Orleans native, LeBlanc also took part in the Oral History Project. Here he is in 2007, reminiscing on growing up in the city's 8th Ward.
Oh, Lord, it was the whole mecca of culture there. You know, typical New Orleans, good food, long talks and conversations with friends.
LeBlanc loved the jazz and funk music he'd hear playing in his neighborhood and took up drumming as a career. But after Katrina, LeBlanc's band didn't play for months. Many of their instruments were destroyed in the storm. He remembers watching news reports as floodwaters engulfed New Orleans.
We were like, this can't be happening. Is this true? Is this our city? And that's when the tears started to flow. That's when all of the insecurities set in. I wonder if my home's ruined.
LeBlanc moved his family of six into a two-bedroom apartment in this bustling Southwest Houston neighborhood. It was a far cry from life in New Orleans, a city that takes up about 170 square miles. Houston is more than 50 times that. LeBlanc missed being able to get around on foot, chatting up friends and strangers on the street. People were just more open in New Orleans, he says. But when he played his first show in Houston, he started to regain that lost sense of community.
God, I couldn't believe how warm-hearted the people were. The people were like, man, here's my number if you need anything.
LeBlanc says he's thankful for the outpouring of support, but he also knows that there were mixed feelings. Some Houstonians expressed concerns that evacuees were bringing crime to their neighborhoods. LeBlanc says those were phobias. He wanted to share his story in his own words, and that was the whole idea behind the project.
What I found really stunningly and movingly consistent was that no matter how different the experiences were of those two different individuals, the interviewer listened with respect to what the interviewee had to say.
That's Carl Lindahl, a University of Houston professor who organized the Oral History Project. He and his team paired evacuees up and had them interview each other. Some conversations lasted for hours. Lindahl says rather than feeling cynical about the disaster, many survivors seemed to empathize with each other.
The number of people who I think normally wouldn't have given each other the time of day spent a lot of time listening to each other.
Lamar LeBlanc says he felt that compassion from other evacuees and from Houston residents. The experience inspired one of his songs called Why Can't We Be One People? Oh, why
can't we be one people? And that song basically was saying, like, you know, people came together for us for Katrina, but I would want that in any other time.
Today, LeBlanc has settled into a suburban Houston home. He still plays gigs in New Orleans almost every weekend. 10 years after Katrina, LeBlanc says he feels longtime Houston residents and people who came from New Orleans are a little closer to coming together as one. For Here and Now, I'm Saida Hassan in Houston. I want everybody to come together in one love. I want all the crime to stop.